Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 17th day of June, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And coming up today in the last hour, we have a documentary filmmaker who's going to be in studio with us, and I'll tell you a little bit about that coming up later in the hour. In the meantime, let me run over the important news that we'll be covering today, and there is a lot of it. The Wall Street Journal, on its Monday, June 15th edition, came out and promoted terraforming, manipulating the atmosphere to save us from the evils of global warming. And so we'll be going over that today and how that ties in with a story that is up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson titled, Rutgers Professor Warns Geoengineering Could Create Disasters, Global Famine. And they're having big college and government debates with the think tank scientists about manipulating the weather. And the type of weather manipulation they admit they've, quote, been testing is exactly what we've said all along for over a decade the chemtrails are. And, of course, since then, declassified documents have been released. Patents have been made public. Nobel Prize winners, it turns out, one guy in 1992 won a Nobel Prize for coming up with the idea of what we call chemtrailing. Yes, it's going on. Yes, the full aspects of it are still murky and secret. Yes, they're terraforming the planet for some unnamed reason. Now, because the public's made such a big deal about it and Hollywood films are being made about it, asking what it is, they're coming out going, oh, it's no big deal. We're just saving you from global warming. And then scientists, climatologists say, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. What you're talking about will actually heat the earth. So there's no telling what the globalists are up to. We can speculate all day long, but with this national security state doing whatever it wants, whenever it wants, who knows? Okay, I've got like five stacks of vital news. That's just two articles, Wall Street Journal and the PrisonPlanet.com story. By the way, this Wall Street Journal is an entire environment section saying global warming is real, saying we've got to accept carbon taxes and green cores and micromanagement of our lives. Wall Street Journal called me up a few weeks, wants to come spend a few days with us here in the office and do a big cover story on me. And you know what I told them? I said, I'll talk to you over the phone, but no, I don't have that time. I mean, Rupert Murdoch is on record saying he puts out propaganda saying global warming is real for the global tax. That's about as conservative as Mao Zedong and Pol Pot Liberace mixed in together. And, you know, News Corps, the folks that has Glenn Beck up there saying that the DHS report saying all veterans are terrorists is a good idea. So we'll break that down. I got a ton of other news we're going to be covering and going over today right here on the GCN Radio Network. Just absolutely jam-packed broadcast lined up for you on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I spent about 5 minutes on this yesterday. It should have been my top story, but I got sidetracked into other important news. North Korea threatening nuclear war. The rebellion against the mullahs that's going on in Iran. And there has been new developments there, so we'll be breaking that down today here during the next 4 hours. But this story should be just as big as the MIAC report and the Department of Homeland Security reports that we broke months ago that became national news. But they're not going to be, because that particular Homeland Security report focused on conservatives, so the national media could cover it and make it a left-right issue, and then most people that see themselves as identifying with the left in this country would then come out and defend secret police, secret arrest, veterans, gun owners being spied on. And then conservatives could get mad at the liberals in power instead of realizing that there are literally hundreds of other DHS reports out there that we've broken and covered and that others have broken and covered and that have never gotten attention, because they will list conservatives and liberals, libertarians, land rights activists, animal rights activists. It doesn't matter. See, they don't want you knowing everybody's being spied on and everybody's an enemy of this criminal, illegitimate, offshore banking corporate takeover of the United States. That's why this story that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com is not getting a lot of attention. Now, the ACLU has written a public letter to the White House, to the Department of Defense, but it's not getting attention. And this story is now 3 days old. Because you can't have the liberal, that's his label, when really he's just a front man for a group of pirates robbing us, the latest front man, the latest person to distract and befuddle and bamboozle the public. Why, that's not a good story for the New York Times and the Washington Post, who are there to enforce the false left-right paradigm to keep us in our two little boxes, to keep us in a limited awareness of how the world really works, to keep us in a box. That doesn't sound good to have DOD documents saying all protest is an act of terrorism. Now, this is really nothing new. The Deputy Attorney General in 2003 was in the Oakland Tribune. His name was Mr. Calhoun, the Deputy Attorney General, under Mr. Lockyer. And the Deputy Attorney General said, all protest, you can go pull this up off the microfiche of the LexisNexis or the Google. I made a big deal about it. I read it on air for weeks. He said, well, the feds have advised us, and we agree with them here at the state level, that this war is fighting terrorism. And so if you protest the war, you're aiding Al-Qaeda, because Saddam is Al-Qaeda, and he has WMDs too. And so it's a form of sedition, just like Michael Savage says, puts you in jail if you protest the war. Remember him saying that? This is a talking point, a government talking point. The Deputy Attorney General said, we're going to ban all protest in California and not issue permits, turning a right into a privilege, because it's an act of terrorism to protest the war. And we've gotten countless secret documents. We got a secret document sent to our office a couple months ago that every in the Fed demonstration in the country, this was particularly, this document was on Texas. This was out of Camp Mayberry. Yes, we really have a Camp Mayberry. And no, Andy Griffin doesn't work there. A bunch of spies do. Spying on the American people, engaging in treason, the real treason. I'm not saying you're all bad at Camp Mayberry. The point is those intelligence offices are engaging in treason. Hooked into the treasonous offices at Fort Bliss and Fort Hood. And the document up on InfoWars.com with phone numbers you can call. It's a real document. They get real upset when you call them. Says, we're all terrorists, period, out protesting the private Federal Reserve. And it says, don't let them know, plainclothes Army intelligence, that you're with Army intelligence. They may attack you. Oh, yes. Those families and black people and white people and a cross-section of American society out there protesting the private Fed, stealing and robbing everything. And then we have this article. DOD training manual describes protest as low-level terrorism, period. Pentagon training course says engaging in First Amendment is terrorist activity. It's given to everyone in the Army. And the ACLU has written the DOD regarding its anti-terrorism and force protection annual refresher training course, which advises personnel that political protest amounts to low-level terrorism. What did the feds try to get Senator, State Senator Menas in that bill in 2004 to pass? Or that they did pass and then instantly overnight repeal in Rhode Island in 2004? Remember, it said, if you criticize the government, you will be arrested and put in prison for life. Both bills said it. And when the states got caught, Rhode Island and Washington State, the two that we learned of, I'm sure the rest had it as well. We can't keep track of all this, folks. They went in the big paper there in Providence, Rhode Island, and they went on the Providence NBC, and they went into the Oregonian, and they said, well, the feds told us to pass this. Homeland Security lobbied us to pass this bill. And it said, download music, life in a forced labor camp. It says forced labor camp, forced forest labor camp in the case of Oregon. Remember all the cases of teenage girls that write jokes about their principal on their MySpace so they get sent for 6 months to a year to a, quote, forced labor camp? That was in the news. This is already going on everywhere. They're just phasing it in right in front of everybody like it's no big deal. And the sheep, as long as you do, you can walk up to one of these sheep, this is figurative, and stab them right in the throat, and if the sheep didn't put out a bray of fear, the other sheep would go on munching their grass. It's only a big event or wing flapping, feathers flying around, squawking that will upset them. And as long as the mainstream media doesn't squawk about it, they don't care. But, you know, any little petty thing, they can get the public all afraid and their knees knocking. So there you have it. Let me give you all a news flash. I know most of my listeners understand this better than I, but for any new listeners or people you're talking to out there, the sheep out there grazing on the fruited plain. A completely ruthless group of hardcore, cold-blooded criminals have seized the country a long time ago. They've made the decision that we're going to roll over and take it, and that we're a nation of cowards, and so they're going to fully bankrupt everything and bring us into hardcore third-world serfdom. Period. Period. That's the end of it. They're taking everything, including everything nailed down. They're moving now. And they're going to squeeze you till your eyeballs pop out. And they're hiring sociopaths and criminals. I have the New York Times and the AP today in front of me where Obama is hiring criminals for the youth brigades. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't make this up. You can't make the New York Times up with the Eagle Scouts training for gun confiscation and to take on the veterans and, quote, seek and destroy. Go to veterans' houses and kill you deader than a hammer. And they report it like it's no big deal. Just like they report they're hiring illegal aliens and aggravated felons to fill the ranks of the Army. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. And they mean to have a hot revolution. They mean to get their grid in place, stage a bunch of terror attacks, start rounding people up. People are going to start shooting back. The cops are going to get real scared, and they're going to get even more vicious towards the public, and it's going to blow up big time. And the commissars are going to sit offshore, George Soros laughing the entire time. They mean to roll this country. They think they can bushwhack you. They think you're so patriotic with false patriotism that you're going to sit here and take all of this as they wrap their Soviet/Nazi banker takeover in the American flag. If I came to your door with a bucket of horse crap wrapped in a blanket and spread it out on your kitchen table and told you it was a crawfish boil, would you pile into that horse manure and start eating it? If it was wrapped in the American flag, and the answer is yes. So most Americans, if they wrapped a revolver in the American flag and told you to blow your head off, you'd do it. You better learn the difference between something wrapped in the American flag and what it symbolizes, boys and girls, because I'm not risking my life up here for nothing. What the globalists are doing, what the monopoly capitalists are doing, what the crony pirates are doing is so off the charts and so outrageous. If you'll just grow a spine, get up off your big fat asses, and I'm sorry to talk like that, but I mean, we're in red level crisis. If you'll shake yourselves out of your trance and stand up on your hind legs, I don't care if you got to knock your head into the wall to get yourself wired properly. Hit yourself with a 2x4, whatever it takes. This is tyranny. We know what it looks like. It's here. Now, I'm going to break it all down when we get back. But let me just tell the police and military something. protesting is as American as it gets. And when you say we're terrorists, you become real terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. This is High Tech Warfare.
The woman and the stallion and the wind.
It's a type of war where they encircle you with checkpoints and taxes and regulations and doctors and white lab coats interrogating your children and putting them on drugs. The type of tyranny where they bankrupt the economy so bad you've got to join the government, the police force, or the military. The type of high-tech tyranny where they steal your very soul. It is the brave new world. Okay, let me just get into all the other big stacks of news I have. Other than DOD training manual describes all protests as acts of terrorism. I mean, how do they get the military to start clubbing American citizens as they've done at multiple demonstrations starting back in Seattle in 99? They tell them all protest is illegal. I've got it on video. The police saying it. You know, I was sitting here this morning with probably 100 news articles, and I go through this every day, really with them, not in any order, just all of them so important. Look at this. Ticketed for parking in your own driveway, WSLS Television, NBC. Now, see, you read that article and you don't know why that's happening. That's happening because under UN law, they're going to use zoning, and including zoning inside your house now, where even if you live in a $500,000 house that's 5-6 years old, they're going to come force their way in for environmental audits, and they're going to keep raising the standards to where you're not even allowed to have air conditioning. Austin's just passed this. Just like they started the income tax at 1%. But there's an article I've got. And then over in Europe, you see the same type of tyranny. Festival says join in the fun or pay a 500 euro fine. London Guardian. If you don't come out and show support for the European Union at this European Union festival, you're given a 500 euro, $500 basically fine. So, these are the news articles. You don't take part in the EU, $500 fine. Park in your own driveway, you're going to get a parking ticket every day, $25, and then they're going to seize your car. NBC reports, like it's no big deal, police caught planting drugs on people on video. I mean, this is the type of stacks of news I have here. Obama blocks list of visitors to the White House, total secrecy. He promised nothing but transparency. Mutation of H1N1 discovered in Brazil, French news agency. Federal Reserve to be giving sweeping new powers. Washington Times. And then you read another disinformation article, LA Times. Obama to propose strict new regulation of financial industry. Well, I've read the new proposals. It's absolute, complete rulership of the entire economy, not just banking by the private offshore Federal Reserve. This is the new bank of the world. And then when you read the fine print, oh, here it is in Reuters. Obama plan would cut number of U.S. bank regulators. The average person reads the LA Times and goes, oh, look, honey, he's getting tough on the banks. I'm sorry. It's just so funny. Congress can't find out where the money went. That's real tough regulation. It's just such a scam. And they don't even get their lying straight. Because it says right here, Obama plan would cut number of U.S. bank regulators. Bush already almost cut them down to nothing. It's like they took the few thousand IRS corporate fraud investigators they had. The whole thing's a fraud to begin with. It's a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. But they took them off billionaires and millionaires and put it on people making less than $20,000 a year. I mean, if you're going to have your fraud investigators and you take them completely off big corporations and big money where they're not even able to go after people, this is on record. But then you sick the few regulators you've got on people who have absolutely nothing so that when you finally get something out of them, it amounts to nothing. Imagine a mafia where they run the prisons, the jails, and the police, and the drugs, and the prostitution, and the gambling, and then so they can squeeze the general public, they sick their police on the low-level johns visiting their own hookers and gambling casinos. Well, that's really what it is. That's how it works. I mean, it's so evil. I mean, I'm sorry to have to laugh, but yeah, he's getting real tough on them. They can do whatever they want, anything. Oh, they'll burn a few low-level nobodies, and the slaves will believe it. Until you get cynical and wake up, folks, they're going to rape you hard, and me along with you. So my job's to wake you up. Get up, get on your feet now! We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Project. We're going to spray barium salts and lemon dioxide on you exactly as you said we were already doing. I mean, it's so crazy. But I mean, what do you expect? Imagine giving a group of criminal inbred bankers and royal families in 1947 unlimited power over the wealthiest, most militarily powerful country in the world with a bunch of hardworking, smart people. They used us to take over the planet, and now they're going to gut us. Now we're decadent, drugged out, mindless, totally spoiled, and they got us under high-tech mind control, and now they're about to bring us down to third-world status and use us as a Hessian mercenary colony. The United States is the equivalent of Seleucia Secunda's prison planet. From Frank Herbert's mind, where they will take their sociopathic psycho sadist killers. That's all we'll supply now is the death forces for the New World Order, the death troops. Land of the free, home of the brave. Our daughters are now basically hooker whores. The United States has some of the worst records of giant sex trafficking of children, women, you name it, 50 million abortions, biggest debt in history, totally corrupt, police nationwide robbing and stealing from people on the highways, grabbing their wallets, grabbing their watches, laughing on TV, they're going to continue it, running around selling drugs, planting drugs, tasering people to death, being worshipped by the television. And the public can't even recognize evil when they see it. A big, giant, rotten, dead horse in the sun, bloated, just about to pop, and its filthy, maggot-covered guts to spill out onto the desert floor. Sorry to have to give you that image, but that's what I basically see. Meanwhile, there is a giant remnant. Well, I'd even say 30% of the country is hardworking, upright, intelligent, decent. And we are seen as the cancer. We are seen as the terrorist. We're seen as evil because we can find countries on maps. We know the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We know the separation of powers. We understand jurisprudence and rule of law. We are evil. We believe that we have rights. And listen, we are evil, ladies and gentlemen, to them. If you could be teleported back 1,200 years ago to the peak of the Aztec Empire in Mexico City, where Mexico City is today, and you could be there on a solar or lunar eclipse as they were sacrificing tens of thousands of people in a single day, hundreds of altars going 24 hours a day, cutting people's hearts out as fast as they could, and individuals willingly wanting to have their hearts ripped out, willingly under mass mind control, believing they had to do it to make the universe not die, to make the gods not wake up, and this dream, this matrix reality end. If you were teleported back 1,200 years ago to any of the sacrificial cities, to Chichen Itza, to Tulum, to any of them, you would be insane and you would be a terrorist. There with the smoke-filled sky and the priest in their headdresses holding the hearts up to the sun one after the other as fast as they could, cutting through the rib cage with obsidian knives. Blasted out of their gourd on hallucinogenic mushrooms and liquors. And dead bodies rolling down the steps and being gutted and being hung and being sold then in the market, the main priest class funding the tax. Their tax was flesh. Talk about Hellraiser. Their tax was blood. And then the meat was sold in the markets. They would kick most of the bodies down one ring of steps, but others were thrown down other steps to the poor women and children. That was the welfare. This is on record. This is not denied. They had one side of the pyramid would be for the welfare people, and they would get a limited amount of succulent long ham. The favorites, of course, were children. Succulent, plump, and delicious. Now, if you were to be beamed back, teleported back 1,200 years ago, or even 600, before Cortez arrived and thought he'd found hell. And according to the anthropologist and the archaeologist, they think Cortez is the bad guy. I'm not saying they were angels, but my God, compared to the Aztecs dominating Mayan and Mesoamerican society, I'll go with Cortez. But you teleport yourself back to that society, and if you tried to walk up and speak through a interpreter, if you tried to speak through some newfangled computer and you could speak to them with an instant translator and say, "You're crazy. Don't cut your children's hearts out. Don't eat fellow human beings. The sun is a gaseous star that we orbit, and it's not alive, and a snake god's not eating it when there's an eclipse. That's the moon's shadow going in front of it. That's the moon aligning with it. Don't do it." They would say you were insane, and they would grab you. And to them, you would be insane, and they would drag you away to have your heart cut out. And you'd be on somebody's dinner table hours later. To the Nazis, if you thought it wasn't right to grab retarded children and euthanize them and forced abortions of people that you thought didn't have good genetics, or the murder of Jews or gypsies or the forced labor camps for the Polish people, if you thought it was wrong to go into Russian towns they'd taken, the Russians at first didn't like Stalin. They were greeting the Nazis like they were liberators until a few hours later when their town elders were taken and killed and the people were shipped off on railway lines to forced labor. Then the news spread by the few survivors to the town a few miles away that the Germans were coming and they were ready to join the Red Army. But to the Nazis, you were insane if you resisted them. You know, over the years, I would criticize the Aztecs and explain these cultural differences, and I would get calls to my local TV show and the radio as well, and they'd say, "How dare you be a bigot and criticize the Aztecs? That was just their culture." And I said, "So right. I am bigoted towards that culture. I don't like the Nazi culture either. Are you saying theirs was just a culture?" And they would stutter and say, "Well, that's entirely different." And I would say, "Really?" And they'd go, "Oh, actually, I get your point." No, I think the clean-cut, hard-working, decent, never-tell-a-lie, strong Americana that was never perfect but better than any other nation on earth, really the flower of the Puritan idea, the flower of the people that came over in the Mayflower, I mean, that really was something special. It wasn't perfect, and it was wicked and worldly and fleshly, but it was the best that human society ever developed, and I call that sanity compared to the Aztecs or the Nazis or the Babylonians. I call that sanity, and I choose to make that my reality. I choose to say a little baby in the womb has rights, and I think it's precious and special. I choose to think that shooting everybody else with forcible injections, with a history of hurting people, and when the government's run by a bunch of eugenicists on record saying they want to kill us, I think it's a bad idea to take what they give us and to trust them. Call that insane if you want. I believe I'm more sane than you. I believe I have common sense. I believe in the ideas of the Renaissance. True liberalism. If you call tattletale squads in everybody's house, and you call everybody being regulated and taxed and watched and controlled by a bunch of parasites, if you call that liberal, well, then I'm not liberal. And if you call conservative lying about the Iraqis, setting them up with weapons, pulling the rug out from under them, going in, blowing them to kingdom come, putting Muslim extremists in power, taking women's rights away, if you call that conservative, then I'm not a conservative. See, I'm a free human being. I'm for human liberty and control of our own destiny. I believe in the species. I know my body's going to die. I know my time of consciousness is very short. And I know I live on to the species, and I love the species, and I love life itself and what we've built. And I know it's a great contest which way society's going to go. Human society is like a spoiled 14-year-old teenager who's been hanging out with bad kids, with bad 15, 16-year-olds, and who's robbed a few houses, maybe even knocked over a liquor store, and who, if we don't turn them around, will be dead or in prison in 6 months. But see, this bad teenager doesn't just have a chance to grow up and get a job and find a wonderful woman and have children and enjoy the joys of life and responsibility. This teenager, symbolizing the species, has a chance to go to the stars. The ear has not heard, the eye has not seen, the mind has not imagined the things that God has in store for us. And they're a bunch of selfish Homo sapiens sapiens of our own species who have decided to wall off humanity, dumb humanity down, so we can be more easily managed and controlled, so we can then be culled forcibly, killed, so they and their progeny can control the future. We can't let these jealous, inbred, wicked, ruthless, cold-blooded, who intermarry together, and I believe to a certain extent have created a new type of Homo sapiens sapiens, certainly a new breed of the super predator. I believe, and I know from studying sociology, psychology, history, and my heart and common sense and wisdom, that we must not allow this group of miscreant, malfunctioning, dangerous people to take to the stars. We must not let them wall off the better nature of man from the future. This is evil manifesting through our species, taking control of the evolution and development of man. And don't be so close-minded fools that listen to your government churches. When I say evolution, I mean the evolution of the helicopter, the evolution of the aircraft from Kitty Hawk to the space planes of today. Evolution of genetic engineering, evolution of hydroelectric power, evolution of the microchip from the primitive transistor tube. From the tube to the transistor, to the silicon chip, to the nanotech. That evolution that's all around you. The elite are threatened by Renaissance. I am not threatened by minds burning with enlightenment and understanding, minds exploding with a trillion ideas and dreams that we will manifest. Look at everything man dreams he is able to build, his nightmares and his greatest ecstasy. I want my progeny, and that is your progeny. We're all interrelated. That's why I can't hate a black man even though he hates me. That's why I can't hate a Mexican even though they hate me. That's why I can't join with the white supremacist in some primitive tribalism, even though I know the system is attempting on record to annihilate what we know as is the white race, because the elite openly state in their own eugenics manuals that they believe that's a threat to their domination. True eugenics isn't just to cull what they believe to be inferior. It is to cull what could challenge and rival them. These are just basic facts. Because in any journey to kill your fellow man, you end up killing yourself. And I know the history of humanity. I know I am here breathing and living today because I had ancestors that usurped and were usurped. But in the old usurping, in the old takeovers, people were incorporated into the blood, and the hybrids were born and developed. Not the clicking retardation of the inbreds who think they're the elite. But the scientific dictatorship seeks to blot out what is intelligent and good because it competes with the elite. Here I am with hundreds of articles I want to cover, and I'm off on another diatribe, I'm off on another rant, but it's important. And it deals with the nature of society and our world and what the establishment, what the social engineers, what the controllers are thinking and doing and saying. The information I am relaying to you is what they write in their most prized and important annals that are even public. And they are in a race to dumb us down, to lock us down, and to kill us so they can enjoy the spoils of the incredibly far-reaching technological systems they've already developed, that they've already walled off from us under the guise of national security and world security. And this is a debate we need to have. not a debate on how big your biceps are or how big your breast job is or how cool your neighbors think you are or how great your golf swing is. And I'm not saying any of that stuff is bad. I'm not judging you. I'm saying I know what you're thinking about. I think about it too. And I'm telling you to look past your body to your mind and your soul and to really ask what matters. You are only conscious on this plane for the flicker of a candle flame in a high wind. You are only alive in the scheme of the universe for a millisecond. And you get distracted by the things of the flesh the enemy uses to project into your mind. Remove those projections, compartmentalize it, and then open up to the wider universe. Activate your true human potential. Go to the next level. Tons of news straight ahead.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
I just want to survive. I want the species to survive. And the greedy, wicked, ruthless devils running things are going to destroy our species.
That's right.
They are masters at telling us, oh, we're doing all this so we survive. Non-nuclear proliferation, world government to save the banking crisis. Meanwhile, they're always the ones handing out the weapon systems. They're always the ones openly trying to destroy everything. And you read the globalist weird poetry, you read the stuff written by the suicidal nihilist, the transhumanist, and it's all about how they can't wait to murder everybody, and they can't wait to merge with the machines, and they can't wait to destroy the universe if they feel like it. And it's all just frothing, demonic garbage. I mean, what would a control freak do? What's the, a control freak wants to make the decisions. So when you really read the philosophy, and I have some of their quotes in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, they say, oh, yes, we're suicidal nihilists. We want to go on willing. And so the only way for us to go on willing is to go ahead and kill ourselves and the planet at the same time. Oh, that means we really got power. If we control all of history and turn the planet into nothing but a slag heap. I mean, these are university heads. These are top people. These are billionaires. This is what they're into. It's very, very sick. And you're going to figure that out one way or another. We've got to beat them. They are right out of hell. Even if you don't believe in a hell and Hellraiser-type creatures coming up out of the pit, that is being manifest by these people's minds. They are manifesting that here in the third dimension. And it's real, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever it comes from, whatever it is, pure evil is real. And it will tell me, it will tell you, it will tell us, oh, you're not allowed to make a judgment of good or evil, but then it will carry out the force of action. It will seek to dominate. It always tells you to hesitate, and there is no right and wrong. It will always try to set the morals for you, but then tell you you have no right to make a moral judgment. It's all a mind game. Ha! I'm looking at a story right now. Print that for me. Federal program issues grenade launchers to police departments. And tanks, because they got to wage war against the people. I got stacks on that news. All protesting is terrorism. But the biggest issue here is, and I'm going to cover in the next hour, Federal Reserve to be given sweeping new powers. Totally lawless, Steve Watson, Infowars.net, with links to the Washington Times, Associated Press, and others reporting on it. And then the news says, oh, yes, this will stop the corrupt banks. The Federal Reserve is the holding company for the big banks. It is private. And then this lie, Obama to propose strict new regulation of financial industry, L.A. Times. And then you actually read it, and it says, Obama plan would cut number of U.S. bank regulators. I mean, this is just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll break down what that really means. You think the $14.8 trillion, that's a month-old number, so we should get new ones, it'll probably be $16 trillion. On average, that's how much it'll go up. Every few months, they give us the new numbers. It'll probably be, let me guess, I bet it's $16.3 trillion when the next number comes out in the next few weeks. You know, it's 12-something trillion, then $14.8 trillion. Might be $17 trillion. That's more than the whole GDP plus. And Northcom standing by. I mean, Northcom is standing by. If you try to stop the bankers taking everything you got, by the way, it's on CNN. They're now taking people's houses that are paid for. And if you don't leave, the police come. See, you're going to find out, folks. They want to push us into a fight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.